100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday, the 25th of April, 48 degrees on our way to 61 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Brody Vandergrift in to preview Mitch Fest that's coming up Saturday, May the 6th. Brody, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
You bet.
Well, let's talk, Brody, here. We got May 6th, Benefit Golf Tournament and Street Dance, which is coming up. But before we start really talking about the details of the event itself, let's kind of talk about Mitch Budke and kind of how he's doing after what sounds like a rather bad fireworks incident here recently.
You know, Mitch has had a long road to recovery. Mitch has done a fantastic job. He's one of those. He's a great kid, you know, has a great family, has a great support system around him. You know, what could have been a very, very tragic accident turned out to be a positive for Mitch in his life. He turned it around, and now he's being very successful on the track, very successful on the baseball field, and obviously just being successful in general. You know, I mean, he had some obstacles to overcome there, but as the appointments have gone away, and now we're on the road to recovery. We're on the road to prosthetics. He's just done a fantastic job. He's had a positive mindset and has, hasn't stopped. He's one of those kids that just decides, I'm not going to let this affect me, and has just been fantastic through the whole thing.
So what, was it a hand injury, an eye injury, Mitch? Or,
back there in November, he had a horrific accident there. It ended up taking four of his fingers on his left hand and then his left eye.
Okay.
Goodness. Boy, and for Mitch to be as active as he is on the sports side, I mean, just to, you think that it would be hard to recover from that and just kind of get back to normal life, but it sounds like he's quite involved in the athletics here too.
You know, athletic wise, I'm obviously the football coach here in Chase County, and he played a significant role in our season, and as things kind of winded down there towards the end, he was really looking forward to wrestling, really looking forward to, he's active in FBLA, he's active in pretty much anything you can think of outside of sports as well. Academically, he is one of the smartest kids that I've ever met. He's just super active in everything that he does, and that's, the big reason that, we want to help him recover is not just for athletics, but, to provide a good quality of life for the rest of his life, because there's so many positive things going for him.
Well, let's talk about Mitch Fest here. All proceeds will go to Mitch Budke's medical costs here to help out with that. So Brody, line it up for us. Golf tournament first?
Yeah, you bet. We're starting about 9 a.m. that morning. We have an 18-team, 9-hole, 4-man scramble going on at the Cottonwood Falls Country Club. We still have about 10 entries left. If anybody, has the team, it's $200 to enter. That includes meals and hole prizes. And all the money, all the proceeds there go to Mitch and his family. Follow that up with downtown street dance. We were able to get the downtown area blocked off. We have food trucks going to be there. We have a silent auction that's going to be there with some amazing prizes. We've had a huge huge donation from a lot of community members. We have some really cool prizes. I mean, we have a little bit of everything. In that silent auction, we have some really cool autograph stuff from Marcus Allen and Tony Gonzalez, to stuff with, being an overnight camp at Camp Wood. We have small baskets for other people. There's a Jalen Wilson signed basketball. I mean, just some really cool stuff that's out there. The food truck will be down there. We have one that's a local. Rick and Jenny have one. They used to run a really great restaurant at. I can't think of the town for some reason. It just skipped my mind there. But they had a great restaurant. They turned that into a food truck, and now they're going to be downtown. They serve anything from burgers and fries to all different kinds of stuff. And they're going to be down there. We have Brick Horse from Emporia that'll be there, local band again. It's coming down and going to play. We have there'll be a beer garden available, but we just want to have a really good time for everybody in the community to be able to get together and come down and see us.
Hey, Brody, if people cannot make it to the event, the golf tournament and the big street dance coming up in Cottonwood Falls May the 6th, but would like to donate, how can they do that?
There is a donation available. We can the Budkeys have an account at Cottonwood Valley Bank. Any of those donations can go through myself, Katie Mann, and Heather Vandegrift as well. We're helping coordinate that. Obviously, you can give directly to Tiffany and Derek Budke through Venmo. But yeah, there's quite a few options there that you can use to get the donation in.
Talk to Brody about the community support here for Mitch and for the Budke family and just in general too, because obviously with something like this, there has to be a pretty hefty groundswell of support here to make sure that everything turns out as well as it can.
This community is amazing. They have reached out. They have, you know, been out in hordes to come out and give out to the Budkeys. The Budkeys are a great family. Derek's been working at the school for a little over 20 years. He's a teacher. Tiffany is a teacher at ESU. You know, they have three amazing boys. They're a great family. And so anytime that you have a family like that, that pours back to the community, that helps the kids and does the things that Derek and Tiffany do. You know, it's simple to want to help them. And, you know, I know it wasn't simple for them at the beginning to want that help, but I know early on we had a biscuits and gravy feed where the community came out. I mean, we sold out by 10 a.m. The football team put on a biscuits and gravy feed right after everything happened, and we had a little over 3,000 people show up. I know that, I mean, for a small community like this, for that many people to show up, obviously, the wrestling community that Derek's been a part of and the football community that we're all a part of, you know, those, the people have showed up to help support the family. And this community continues to surprise me with how much they want to help.
Well, Brody, I know you got a meeting to get to. Again, we hope people turn out in droves. I know they will for Mitch Fest, which is Saturday, May the 6th in Cottonwood Falls, the golf tournament first, and then the street dance and activities, all to raise money for Mitch Budke to help with medical costs, medical expenses. We appreciate your time this morning, Brody.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for helping us spread the word for such a great cause. You guys have a fantastic day.
All right, you too. Yeah, Brody Vandegrift previewing Mitch Fest in Cottonwood Falls coming up Saturday, May the 6th. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we only have one this week. Next week is open for now, and we'll be filling up quickly. So give us a call, 620-342-1400. Email KVUE at KVUE.com. If you'd like either the one Friday or one of our 720 Newsmaker interview slots next week, tomorrow.